Just prior to the January 17th meeting, KFSK Radio contacted SEPA to ask for more detail on the subject of the executive session, which had been advertised only as Discussions, RE Request for Offers of Power and Energy. Not sure of the agency's status, under the state's open meetings law, KFSK eventually asked for a copy of the agency bylaws. SEPA staff turned down that request with an email that read, quote, SEPA is organized as a joint action agency under Alaska statutes. Its bylaws provide that its meetings are open and public notice be provided for them. However, the email went on to say, it is not a public agency and is not subject to public disclosure laws. As such, SEPA does not make these materials available, unquote. That response was unusual for an organization that had always been forthcoming with basic information like this in the past, so KFSK raised the issue at the start of the board meeting, and the board was quick to address it. Pro Tem SEPA Chairman and City of Ketchikan Vice Mayor Bob Sievertson noted that the agency's newly hired CEO, Trey Acteson, was still getting settled. He was hired this past summer. Sievertson said he had spoken with Acteson about the issue. Acteson assured KFSK at the meeting the agency would put the bylaws and other basic documents on its website prior to its next meeting.
We'll be posting, at a minimum, the power sales agreement, the joint action agency agreement, the bylaws, and we'll also be posting any future agendas as well. We're just trying to get our business processes in order, and this is just a continuing effort along those lines.
However, KFSK was not alone in its concerns. Wrangell Sentinel reporter Greg Knight told the board that Acteson had turned him down when he requested a copy of the board packet prior to the meeting. He said he had also been told that SEPA was not subject to public disclosure because SEPA was not a public agency.
I'm concerned that board packets and information related to decisions that are being made by the SEPA board when it comes to, you know, any of the number of items that are on this agenda or future agendas, that they be available to the public as well as to the media, because listening to you guys on a telephone conference, it only tells you so much, and to actually have the details of what is being purchased, what's being done in terms of your studies or approval of contracts, it's very helpful to me as a journalist.
Under Alaska statutes, a joint action agency like SEPA is made up of two or more public utilities. They have the powers of a public utility. They can finance, build, and operate power plants and transmission lines. SEPA owns the two main hydroelectric facilities and lines that power Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg. Under state statutes, SEPA has a separate and independent legal existence from the public utilities it serves. While its bylaws require adherence to the state's Open Meetings Act, they don't address the disclosure of public records. However, SEPA is governed by representatives from the municipalities of Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell. Like all municipalities, these local governments are subject to Alaska's Open Public Records Law, and they regularly receive meeting packets and other materials from SEPA. KFSK ended up getting the SEPA bylaws with help from the borough of Petersburg. Borough staff asked the agency for the document after being contacted by KFSK about the issue. Ketchikan Public Utilities Manager Carl Amelon also had concerns on this front. He wanted more lead time for local officials and the public to review board materials, and he questioned the description of the executive session as listed on the meeting agenda.
I don't want to get into a legal debate, but I've reviewed the agenda statement, as has the city attorney. I don't think it necessarily conforms to the Alaska Open Meetings Law. And I'm concerned that if the justification for going into executive session is the adverse impact upon the finances of the agency, the open meetings statute requires that you disclose how having that session in public could potentially adversely impact the finances of the agency.
Alaska law allows an exception to open meetings rules if that bar is met. Despite his concern, Amelon did not object to the executive session itself. Ketchikan City Councilor and SEPA board member Sam Bergeron emphasized that as a public official, he was used to keeping the public in the loop.
I would hope going forward that this board would be particularly sensitive to doing the public's business publicly, regardless of what our legal entity is, regardless of what our legal obligations are. I like the folks that we represent, all of us, to know what we're up to at all times.
Board member Brian Ashton from Wrangell agreed and asked that this topic be put on the next agenda for a more thorough discussion. The topic came up later again this meeting as the board was about to take a vote on whether to go into executive session to talk about the agency's plan to put out a request for offers of power. In order to meet a growing demand for electricity, SEPA has been looking into a variety of options. They could include working with other entities to build new plants or purchase power, hence the request for proposals. But some board members from Ketchikan and Wrangell asked for more explanation of the topic and questioned why it had to be discussed in private. Pro Tem Chair Sievertson thought an executive session was warranted.
And I'd just like to make the statement, understanding what requests for proposals are or requests for offers are, and I believe that the subject is relevant to the strategy regarding the potential project that may have an immediate impact on our finances, but also which matters include the need to discuss subjects, the knowledge of which will have an adverse impact on SEPA's ability to negotiate favorable agreements going forward.
And according to SEPA attorney Joel Paisner, the board had previously discussed the issue in the open and, to a lesser extent, in executive session. Paisner said SEPA would make the request for power itself public when it comes out.
So it is a document that's going to be issued. It will be a public document, and everyone will get a chance to review it. There's some issues and questions that staff has regarding very specific questions about the issuing the document and seeking offers from projects in the general SEPA region.
And Paisner said those specific issues have an effect on the finances of the agency. The board eventually agreed by unanimous vote to discuss the request for energy proposals in executive session. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.